Now, Pam and I were speaking a little bit earlier on the air about how we're so excited that the sports season is starting. We have a lot of women's sports kicking off, and that's what we count as the sports season. And to kind of celebrate this, of course, the Perth International Football Cup is in town. Women on Side is hosting a community engagement event featuring the screening of the documentary Trailblazers during the Perth International Football Cup on Saturday, 31st of August. The event aims to celebrate and highlight the achievements of women in football, promoting gender equality and fostering community spirit. Women on Side work on behalf of women referees, coaches, players, administrators, and other participants at all levels and organisations. Kerry Harris from the Advocate organisation Women on Side joins us now. Welcome, Kerry.
Thanks, and I'm glad to be here.
We're so glad to have you here. Now, how important are events like the Perth International Football Cup?
Events like the Perth International Football Cup are vitally important. They mean you can be what you can see. They provide visibility to the professional careers of women in sport and women's sport. So aspiring athletes, coaches and referees can see a career path in real life. Also, fans get to see their favourite teams and players. We'll get to see Matildas, Katrina Gorey, Courtney Nevin and Mary Fowler, and great teams, West Ham, Leicester City, Manchester City and Paris Saint-Germain. And also, major events are important for local economies and local communities. They put Perth on the international events map and they put football into the community.
Now, the screening of Trailblazers, there is also a panel following the screening. Why is it important to have panels like this?
It's an opportunity to have a conversation about gender equality in women's football and women's sport more broadly. And we also want to have a panel discussion to provide a spotlight on and to highlight the important work of some fantastic community organisations working here in WA and working nationally. So we'll have speakers from organisations such as Gaining Ground, which is a female-founded and led mental wellbeing organisation, the Female Football Project, and their aim is to highlight the gap in resources and funding for female players and coaching staff. And we'll also have a speaker from Women in Sport WA that supports the participation of women in all aspects of sport in WA. So, and then we'll also have a guest speaker from Women on Side. So we want to raise awareness by highlighting the contributions of women in football and to promote gender equality in football and women's sport more broadly. But we want to engage the community in that conversation and foster that sense of community through, you know, a shared appreciation of the documentary and the themes it presents.
I mean, such an incredible array of speakers on this panel and such an important topic that we are discussing. How do we maintain this momentum for girls and women and the world game here in Perth Boorloo?
To maintain momentum for girls and women in the world game here in Perth, we need to focus on four key areas: visibility, investment, fair access, and community engagement. So can I say it again? Visibility. The incredible performances of women's teams on the global stage have inspired many. But we must ensure that this visibility continues at the local level. This means supporting and promoting women's leagues, making sure that games are accessible to all, and celebrating the achievements of our local female athletes just as much as we do the men. Second, investment. To truly grow the game, we need sustained investment in infrastructure, coaching, and development programs tailored for women and girls. This includes everything from improving facilities to offering more opportunities for young girls to get involved in football from an early age. It's also about creating a pathway where girls can see a future in the sport, whether that's as players, coaches, referees or administrators. Thirdly, fair access. And what I mean by fair access, this is a policy. This policy needs to sit alongside investment. When we invest in facilities, we need to invest in a policy that's enforceable, that provides fair access to all resources so that women and girls are not relegated to the back pitches at 9 p.m. on a Friday night, or that they're given men's hand-me-down uniforms. This means that, you know, they get those prime times in those facilities. They get facilities that are co-designed by, you know, by women. And they get fair access to all of those resources. And then finally, community engagement. Football thrives when communities are involved. We need to work closely with schools, local clubs and community groups to encourage participation and support. So by fostering a strong, inclusive football culture, we ensure that women and girls feel welcome. That's vitally important. We've got to have that inclusive environment, they feel welcome and that they want to come back and that they feel valued in the sport.
Visibility, investment, community engagement, these are all so important, Kerry. And I love how you've summarised that in those three kind of areas. How can anyone listening get involved in the local football community and kind of join this this mission to promote gender equality?
I think the first thing is just to turn up. So if you are looking to join a football club, you know, jump onto the Football West website. They'll have a, you know, a map of all the clubs in your local area. I think that's the first place. And then in terms of the gender equality side of things, it's a matter of speaking up. If you see something, say something and join the conversation at whatever level. Quite often I hear... you know, particularly women and particularly women when they get involved in club land, is that they feel like they don't have the skills or the necessary experience to speak up. And I think just by being there, you have presence. And then if you see something, say something.
Now, Kerry, just bringing it back to the event taking place this Saturday, how can people find out more? Who's invited? How can we get there?
And yes, how can we get there? Everyone is invited. It is a free screening of the Stan documentary Trailblazers. It's being held on this Saturday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the State Library Theatre. You can go to Humanitix. You can register your interest there at Humanitix, or you can go to the Women on Side website, which is womenonside.com.au. And yeah, or just turn up on the day. We've got plenty of room, and everybody is welcome.
Turn up, show out, visibility, investment, community engagement. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Kerry.